this morning, as I was praying, I was asking God to just help me have peace, more peace in this situation. I couldn't even hardly turn Facebook on this end of the week because there's so much hate on there. And I'm not taking the side of the South or the side of the Christians, or, you know, and I'm not against the gay people. I'm telling you, sin is rampant. And it's not just with people that are ignorant of the Word of God. It's with people that shouldn't be ignorant with the Word of God. Those are the people that I'm praying for more than anything. God has a plan for all of us, but the thing is, the body of Christ, I'm telling you, is falling apart.
Amen.
It's falling apart, and there's people, this place should be full right now. I'm just being honest. But there's people who are seeking after, if you stay with me, because I believe I got a word this morning, a prophetic word that God spoke to me, and I'm on fire that the fact is that nobody wants to go after God. The one thing that we need above everything in this nation right now is God.
Amen.
And Him to be on the throne of our lives and our country and everything about it. But nobody wants to face the truth. Everybody wants to come in conflict and let the devil win.
Come on.
He is winning the battle, Christians. He is winning the battle, and he is defeating the church because the church is letting him.
That's right.
The church itself is falling apart. Because all they can focus on is their self and the things of what they want of the flesh. And the carnal mind of the church is what is ruling right now in this land. And it's not Obama. It's not his staff. It's not any of those people. Yes, they're being used, but it's only because God's letting them. He wants to bring his people back to a place where they totally surrender to him. He is a God that is a God that is a God, and he is I am that I am that I am. And his way should be above everything in this nation, in this world. But we can't focus on nothing but the negative in our lives. And we want to pull our own thoughts and mind into what we think things should be. All right, y'all can tell I'm fired up a little bit this morning. I hope somebody can give me an amen on that.
Amen.
Y'all walked in just in time. Might have slowed me down. I was fixing to run or something there. I don't know, but I'm glad y'all made it this morning. But I'm going to say this real quick, and then Penny's got a word. And I don't want to take her time up, but I believe we need to hear this. Two things that God showed me this morning in the Word when I was in it this morning about 5:30. Paul said in Acts 21, he said, he's talking about farewell to the Ephesians. He's telling them goodbye, his ministry. He was in touch with God. He knew what was going on in the Spirit. And so anyway, he goes and he says, first of all, he says, be on guard for yourself. Now, I believe this is a word for just as much now as it was then. And he's saying, be on guard for yourselves and for all your flock. I'm going to stop there a second because I need to preach a little bit. The flock is the body of Christ.
Yes.
The body of Christ does not want preachers or pastors to pastor them. They don't want, in most cases, now you're here this morning, and praise God for that, but what's going to happen if I really come to you and tell you you're wrong? You're getting it, you're doing things wrong. I love you, but in the matter of fact is, y'all, you hear what I'm saying? What happens? We take offense. We take offense when somebody that loves us tells us we're wrong. And we say, well, I just won't go back there. I just say, you know, bless God. I think he's just, and this is what Satan is using, the same thing. It's the bait of Satan. He's using for everybody out there right now. Now, Paul keeps on and he goes and he says, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. He's talking to the church of Ephesus here. He's made, the Holy Spirit's made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Now, as a minister of the gospel here at Ministry House, sometimes I found it almost impossible to do what Paul's saying in a way. Because people won't let you in. They won't let you in. They want a certain amount of pastoral advice or pastoral help. But then when you start giving them the truth sometimes, it don't set them free. They run. And guess what happens then? What does the flock do when the wolf comes in? It scatters. It separates. That's what's happening here in the body of Christ. Now keep listening. And I'm not just preaching. I'm not saying we have a great group of people here, but we're not no different than anybody else. Okay? I'm not saying we have all the answers. I don't have all the answers. Penny don't have all the answers. Any minister that come here, Melissa don't, Laura don't, Sherry don't, Joe don't, Alan don't. Well, who does is Jesus Christ. He is the answer for this nation, for this country, and the body of Christ. Now, that's what Paul's saying. He purchased with his own blood. And he goes on, he says, I know that after my departure, salvage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And he says, and from among your own selves, men will rise speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them.
Yeah.
Girls, boys, you better be careful. Even the ones, they can be sitting right beside you in church. They can be going to the outreach ministries and speaking the lies and the gossip and everything, whatever it takes to get your eyes off of Jesus.
Right.
And that's what's happening in the body of Christ. Now, and he goes on, he says, therefore, be on alert. He said, be on guard. Now he says, be on alert, remembering that night and day, for a period of 3 years, I did not cease to admonish each one with tears. I've been teared up this week. I'm telling you, like Paul said, he was travailing in the spirit. He was broken because the church wasn't getting it. This church, he's pouring everything he has. In the end, he says, I've poured myself out like a drink offering. I've done everything that I can do. But he still was hurt and broken because he's seen these things happening. God's trying to tell us this morning, church, we need to be that broken. We don't need to be looking this way or that way or being steered this way or that way, because that's what's happening to the body of Christ. He's tearing them apart. Satan's trying to rip them apart, and he's using your brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Somebody say, whoa, you mean the people in the church? Yes, the very people that is in this church is still in the church today. And they're still trying to separate the body of Christ. One last thing he told me in Jude, and I'll quit. Sorry, Penny, if I'm getting in your time, but I feel this is important this morning. In Jude. Anybody know who Jude was? Jude was, he was a half-brother of Jesus. I always thought, man, wouldn't that be the coolest thing to have Jesus as your half-brother? You would like that, Joe? That'd be something. That's my big brother Jesus over there, you know. What do you think, Alton? Big brother Jesus. Well, it says in there, he starts out and he said, a bondservant. I love that. Bondservant. I mean, he's a servant of God. He said, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James. So the reason we know that he's the brother, half-brother of Jesus, because James was the half-brother of Jesus. So he had to be, too. This isn't Judas Iscariot, okay? This is Jude, the other Jude. Anyway, so I just wanted to share that, because a lot of people don't even know where the epistle of Jude is. It's just one book, one chapter. If you look, man, you can read it 45 minutes, but it's got, or less, but it's a warning to the ungodly. It's like a prophetic word. And whatever reason, God had me go there this morning. And listen, I hadn't got caught up in all this that's going on, in all the you know, the nation and stuff, I just flip right on through it on Facebook or any of that. Because here, listen to me now. If you get drawn into that, you've opened the door to go right on, to be a part of that whole thing. It's just like gossip. It's just like anything. If you allow it, it will happen. It'll come in, and guess what? Next thing you know, you're participating in it. Next thing you know, you're in sin. Sin is sin is sin, and it separates you from God. So you, as the believer, you have to understand and recognize right away, this ain't godly. I need to get away. Okay?
Yeah.
I need to get away. You don't have to be the judge, juror. You don't even have to tell if you're wrong or right. Unless God tells you in His Word and the right way to do it, then you need to get away from it. Turn the other cheek. Mm-hmm. All right? We're not talking about fighting here. We're talking about walking away. All right? So remember that. Now listen what he says. And I'm going to skip over for lack of time. Well, I got to read the first one, though. He says, for certain persons have crept in unnoticed. Ooh, that's the wolf in sheep's clothing, right? Y'all heard that in the Bible, right? Crept in unnoticed. Those who were long, this is in 4, Jude 1 and 4, starting there. Those who were long beforehand marked out for this condemnation, ungodly persons who turn the grace of God into lasciviousness and deny our only masters, our only master and Lord Jesus Christ. That's strong words. Who's he speaking of there? Anybody? For certain persons, who's he talking about? The ungodly, right? He's talking about the ungodly, but they look godly. They look just like you and I. They come in and they, whether you're in a suit and tie church or whether you dress in khakis or you come in short, they're going to blend in like you. That's the spirit of Antichrist that it was spoken of that is in the world. That was in the world then. And it's in the world now. It's stronger than ever. But people don't recognize it because it's just like Satan is the Antichrist. When he comes, he don't just come as a snake sneaking around. He comes as the one who you will be drawn to in certain ways by the carnal flesh. The carnal flesh will be attracted to him in the end times. We're going to see this more and more, and we got to be aware of this. So he's warning about the ungodly, and he goes on. He says, now I desire to remind you, though you know all things once for all, that the Lord, after saving people out of the land of Egypt, subsequently destroyed those who did not believe. In other words, even God's chosen people, God loved them, but they didn't make it to the promised land. We've been talking about this the last couple of weeks. I preached some of it. God loves us, but he hates the sin. And if he says no, his no is no. He does not compromise himself, and he will not change for no man. So Jude saying here that these people, even God's chosen people, they were destroyed because of their lack of belief. Now, on over here in this last, I'm going to read this and stop. He says, listen to me. He says, I'm going to skip some. In 17, but you, beloved, ought to remember the words that were spoken beforehand by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. And just like I shared with Paul there, that they were saying to you, in the last times there shall be mockers falling after their own ungodly lusts. Does that sound familiar? What do we listen to on that in the news everywhere?
These are the ones who cause division. Worldly minded, devoured of the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ till eternal life. We have to keep our eyes on Jesus, and it, like he said, in love, because this stuff will make you mad that you're hearing on the news, the things. It's going to test the things that's going on with the gay rights and all the things that's happening out there. It's going to test every fiber of Christianity. It's tearing down things that's been built up. A nation has been built up on. One nation under God. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. God don't want us to be like the bird, the thing eater, put his head down in the ground. He wants us to know this word and understand it. But in everything we do, like he just said, in love, the love of God, we can love those people even though they're wrong. Even though God's word says sin is sin is sin, we can love them, but we don't have to, you know, we don't have to give in to them. We need to pray. The Bible says that if my people who are called by my name will what? Humble themselves and what? Pray. He'll heal this land. There's not enough praying, there's not enough focus on God in anything other than when it comes down to what we want, whether it's a rebel flag or what we think. A lot of this is stuff that's internally wrong with us. And like my pastor keeps telling me, Ronnie, this probably isn't about them, this is about you. There's things in us God wants to change. And when we can begin to love one another, the commandment Jesus gives us, love the gay man, love the gay woman, love them. You don't have to love their sin. But you don't have to compromise either. What's happening in Congress and everything else is compromise. It's not going to change anything. You can take down the rebel flag all you want and say that's racist or not. It's not going to change anything. What will change everything is Jesus and Him being Lord and putting people in place where we pray and we have politicians that actually believe what the Constitution is and what it says. That's my soapbox for this morning. Benny's got a word, I'm sure it's good, but I want you to understand, and I hope you can go back and look over this stuff, because I believe God had it for a word this morning. I want to encourage you, and I want to pray for you when we leave today, that you don't get sucked into that thing. It's very easy, because we all got beliefs and thoughts, and whether we're born from the north or the south or deep within the cities or country, God has to broke that stuff off of me. I was a country boy, can survive, and you know, flying that rebel flag for over half of my life. But it wasn't about black and white. It was about heritage and who I was from the South. It wasn't hate. You know? So, it's all, it is a heart thing. God wants to change our heart. Amen.